Welcome to the Construction Industry Podcast. Fresh ideas for today's construction professional. The Construction Industry Podcast is brought to you by Remontech, Remote Monitoring Technologies. Find us on the web at constructionindustrypodcast.com.
Hello everybody, once again, my name is Cesar Abade and I am your construction camera specialist. This is the 46th episode of the Construction Industry Podcast, a show that's dedicated to helping you navigate the waters of the construction industry. Whether you're starting your career, have been in the construction industry for years, or if you're a construction project owner or a construction business owner, there's always something new related to our beautiful industry we can all learn. Today, we will talk again about social media in the construction industry. Stay tuned. First of all, I'm really sorry for the delay here in releasing this episode, but my goodness, life has been so busy for me. See, we have a few contracts that are a couple of hours away from our office, and it feels like I was on the road almost every day for the last few weeks. We're here in London, Ontario. We have work in Toronto. We have work in Detroit. We have work in Windsor, Ontario. And those are all about a two-hour drive from here. And it just seemed like I was driving to these places almost every day or every other day for the last few weeks. And that made it really difficult to sit down and produce this episode. In fact, I actually recorded today's great interview a few weeks ago, but really haven't had the time to sit down and produce it. So apologize, but here it is. So let's get to it. Today we will talk again about the topic of social media. It changes so fast, and social media is already it's so new. And when you think about social media in construction, it's an even newer phenomenon. So there is no right answer. It's a moving target, and a lot of people, myself included, have been trying to, you know, different things and trying to make social media work for our businesses and for our lives and for with the stuff that we're doing in the construction industry. So because it is such a changing thing, I'm going to try to talk about social media here and there on the show. If you remember, the first ever episode of the show was on this topic, and then we also had Amanda Walter on the show who talked about that as well a few episodes back. So every once in a while, I'm gonna try and bring somebody on the show who's doing great work in social media in the construction sector, and try to deconstruct that and see how we can learn a few things from these great professionals. And today is no exception. Today, I bring you Wendy Abels. She's an expert in PR and social media. As a marketing and social media manager for Constructive Communication, Wendy specializes in creating and implementing strategic marketing and social media campaigns for clients. So she does this for a living. And with a background in the development and the construction industry, she understands the challenges of today and is capable of providing solutions to drive marketing and social media efforts. So it's interesting because she has a background in the construction and the development industry and also in marketing. Her degree in marketing is backed with a decade of hands-on sales experience, ensuring marketing strategies integrated to create profitable sales programs. Wendy is an active member of the Society for Marketing Professional Services, or SMPS, in the Columbus, Ohio chapter, where she has held co-chair and chair positions for the membership committee. She holds a bachelor's degree in marketing from Franklin University. And Wendy spoke with me from her office in Ohio. Enjoy.
And now, our feature segment.
Good morning, Wendy. How are you?
I'm great, Cesar. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. I'm happy that you're on the line here with me to talk about social media. It's a topic that I like to cover every once in a while because it's a moving target, isn't it?
It definitely is. It changes very frequently. I'm happy to be here and talk about it as well.
Yeah. The first time I talked about it, we had to define what it was because a lot of people would not know what that meant. But now I think we're past that, don't you think?
Oh, I agree. It's changed immensely over the years. And I think it's become a lot more user-friendly. And there's so many options at everyone's fingertips. I agree. It's definitely something that continues to evolve.
Okay. Now, before we start, why don't you tell us a little bit about you and your company and your work, the work that you do for construction companies?
Definitely. Well, I'm a marketing and social media communications manager for It's Constructive Communication, and we're a PR and marketing consulting firm based out of Dublin, Ohio. We primarily serve the AEC industry. We do actually have quite a few clients that are in the manufacturing and industrial industries as well, which I actually think I've found has given us a little bit of an edge in the construction industry specifically to be able to take best practices and case studies from outside the industry and find new ways to apply them to clients within the construction industry. I think we found that pretty helpful over the years, and vice versa for other industries. And what we've done recently, and in the past, as far as social media handling with our clients, we've done anything from getting them started on social media, doing the initial research to find out where their audience is participating, to select the appropriate channel to use, anywhere to managing it, for them and posting on their behalf and drafting content to share, and really helping them be responsive once they get involved in social media. That's basically what we've been doing. And we try to stay abreast of everything that's changed and new. And, to your initial point, when we started this conversation, it is such a moving target, and there's always something new, whether it's a new platform to use or constant changes to LinkedIn or Twitter, or even just the overall look and feel of a YouTube page that changed recently. So it's really been our job to make sure that we're educating our clients about those changes and making sure that they're, continuing to go with the flow and change with it as it continues to evolve.
Very good. Now, I encounter this a lot because I'm in the industry, and a lot of people see what I'm doing, with social media, and they wonder, what's the benefit? This is and I talk about this on the show here often. It's an industry that's really about winning jobs by being the lowest price, So what's the point? And maybe you can illustrate this with maybe a case study or an example of a client of yours. What is the point for construction companies and even construction professionals to be in social media and to try to, create buzz or whatever, people usually go to social media for? What's the benefit?
It's funny that you say that. And we actually, and I'll be honest with you, as a company, when social media became the big thing, we definitely saw from our clients and even ourselves kind of entering into this as sort of kicking and screaming and trying to understand as well, what can we use this for? And really, at the end of the day, what is the ROI on this? And how can you find value in it? And what we've really seen social media used for in the construction industry, I'll use a great example here in a minute, is just pushing out your message and helping build sort of that human side to your brand. Which I think you see a lot in the B2C world that's translating to the B2B world of, folks go out to social media sites for, customer reviews, and they go out for product reviews, and they ask people out there, who's doing what, and I need this, I need a new floor installed. Who have you used in the past, and why? Why did you like them or dislike them? And I think we've seen that kind of translate over to this side, and specifically with LinkedIn. We've seen clients that, when you're going out to bid jobs or win jobs, your proposal includes in the, the portfolio and the resumes of who your team members are. We've seen a lot of people going out on LinkedIn then and finding these people on there to see, okay, you're saying on paper, this is the success that you had or the big jobs that you've worked on. And kind of going out and almost double checking in a sense and seeing what else it is that you've done and thinking, okay, is this someone that I can work with on this project as a team, and what are they capable of? And from another standpoint with social media, when it comes to, winning the job or building sales or really getting your clients involved, one of our clients is Doka, and they're based out of Austria. They do have a headquarters in New Jersey, and they're a formwork engineering company for the AEC industry, and they've had immense success with Facebook in particular, and really finding a way to utilize the tool and just sort of build buzz about their company and about their products and their services. They've been pretty you know, trendy and unique about their methods that they've gone about. And the best example that I can give you that I absolutely love is a lot of people have seen recently the Harlem Shake videos, and they're all over YouTube, and they're funny, they're entertaining, you know, and there's many different ways to use them. And as a company, they actually went out and filmed their own employees on the job site and made their own Harlem Shake video, and it was just absolutely entertaining and kind of funny, you know, and sort of just posted it as, hey, you know, here's something funny for your Friday afternoon to get you through the day. Little things like that that we've seen clients really find success in building their audience first and foremost, and it's just a means to show them, you know, you're kind of on the cutting edge and you're an interesting company and now I want to learn more about you. And they've kind of taken their account from, you know, followers and likes within the hundreds to now more than 5,000 likes on Facebook. So I think, again, there's so many different ways you can use social media, and the benefit to that and the video itself and project job site photos and all of those things is, again, you're really just, you're sharing your message and you're building your audience. And when they're interested in what you have to offer and what you're doing, 9 times out of 10, they're going to look at you and say, you know, you're going to stick in the back of their mind, and they're probably going to pick up the phone and call you because, you know, they know about you and you're really staying on the forefront of what's going on. And we've seen a lot of success with that.
Very good. Yeah. And I can also imagine, let's say, a government project owner, right, that really has not much say on who to choose other than the lowest bidder. But once that's that contract is awarded, that owner can search the web for that contractor or for that, you know, subcontractor. And exactly. If you've been as a contractor or a subcontractor, if you have been active on the web, on social media, all sorts of content will pop up with your name associated with it, and that helps your brand as well, doesn't it?
Definitely, immensely. I think just being present and, you know, not only sharing what it is that you offer as a company, it's, you know, kind of a balance of what your information is that you're sharing and your content. You know, not only getting in front of your audience and communicating with them, it's also, you know, showcasing what you're doing in the community and what's going on within your four walls. And again, building that human side to your brand and showcasing, you know, what's so great about you, not just, you know, from the product or service standpoint as well. And I think it's become an easy vehicle for folks in the construction industry to really showcase how well-rounded so many of these companies are and a lot of the things that you don't know about them. This social media has really been the best place to share that information.
Mm-hmm. This is specifically to, because when we talk about construction industry, that's really broad. You know, it covers people who are hiring construction services to, you know, to trades, you know. But whenever I talk to people in the industry who are, let's say, contractors, and they ask me about their website, you know, let's say it's not the greatest website, the first question I have for them is, so why do you, what's the purpose of this website? And they usually have a hard time telling me, you know, in a couple of sentences what the purpose is. And I find that sometimes it's just that, well, everybody needs a website, and, you know, so we have one. What do you have to say to that mentality that, you know, we just need to be there and but perhaps not necessarily engage with potential clients?
Yeah, that's also a funny point that you make, because a lot of times we've used the example that in the past, you know, when websites were new and exciting as a company, if you didn't have a website at all, you know, you're kind of considered a dinosaur in the industry, and folks didn't know how to find you once it became, you know, the technology world that we're in today and everything is at your fingertips. And I think that's where social media has come in to sort of take the place of, if you're not a part of the conversation, you know, 9 out of 10 of your competitors are going to be a part of the conversation. And that's just where the audience is today. They want convenience. They want to go online really quick and search for what it is that they're looking for. And they want to find it quickly. And they're normally going to go off of, you know, who tells them who is good and what reviews they've seen. And a lot of times it's where they find it online. And social media itself, again, it's really about being a part of the conversation, but it's also more important to find out where your audience is and make sure that you're pushing your message out to the right folks. We're not of the mind at CCI to, you know, tell folks get out on social media just to be there. You know, we don't want to tell anyone go and create a profile and then let your page sit and not touch it. It really is important to continue that message and keep communicating with people. And it can be a couple times a week. It doesn't need to be really time consuming. Again, but finding where your audience is and really finding that it's just an easy way to push out your message to as many people as possible and find a way to use it to your advantage. It is a hard question, again, to, you know, say what's the purpose, you know, of your website and what's the purpose of social media. My best answer, again, is just it's just such a convenient way to push out that message and share what it is that you do and what your expertise is as a thought leader in the industry, first and foremost.
Mm-hmm. And also to connect with people, right? Because we buy from people, right? People buy from people, you know.
Exactly. And that's the best way that, you know, people like to communicate anymore. You find that you feel like as a customer or a potential client that there might actually physically be someone behind that computer responding to your question
right.
on Twitter or Facebook or whatever medium that it is that you're using. You know, it does build that kind of a virtual relationship, and it makes you feel like, okay, someone's actually listening to what I'm saying and cares about what my needs are and is addressing them. And that's, again, that's how many of our clients have, you know, gained new business, just by that human side that they can create through the use of social media.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a, and you mentioned that the Harlem Shake company, and I'll ask you for, if you could share a link perhaps with the audience, I'll post on the show notes for this episode for that company or for anything else that they've done in social media that we could share. That'd be great. But do you have any other example of how either a construction professional or a construction company has used social media and the results that they got?
Yes. We have another client that we work with. It's Madison Concrete Construction, and they're a concrete contracting company based out of Pennsylvania. And they've, you know, they sort of, same thing, entered into social media, kind of kicking and screaming a little bit, and that's how we've all gone there, just trying to understand it. You know, what we've tried to do is really share their message out there, sharing job site photos, what's going on in their world, community activities, you know, really finding a way to integrate their message into everything that they do, and specifically through their electronic communications, making sure that, you know, in their e-blasts and their newsletters that, you know, their social media is linked through there and making sure people know, okay, you want to know more about us, go to our website, go to our social media links. And find more. And I think they've been able to use that again to just continue to push out their message and show people what it is they're doing. And I use Twitter as an example a lot of times with the example of press and PR and news. And what we've seen happening is, and specifically, you know, for these clients, is when you're pushing out information on Twitter, we find that a lot of editors and publishers, this is where they tend to be, and this is where they look for what's going on in the industry, and they build their own content to continue to talk about, and that's where we've seen a lot of success with many of our clients, not just Madison Concrete. It's finding ways to, you know, share what's going on and get that information picked up and continue to be shared.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's another great example of how we've seen that work.
Very good. And social media, if I find that there's a, you know, so it's for communication, but also for, as you mentioned there, to share what's going on in the industry. And I see a lot of people doing, sharing articles written by other people or by other companies and curating some of the barrage of information that's on the web. Can you speak to that a little bit? Is there value in being that source of information for other people in the industry?
Absolutely. I do think it goes to, you know, a balance of the information that you're sharing. If you're going to go out on a social media site and, you know, all you talk about is your products and your services and what it is that you provide. You know, a lot of people feel like you're sort of, you know, beating your chest just about you, and it feels kind of like spam to people on social media. So I do think that finding other ways to kind of position yourself as a thought leader and help educate your audience, you know, showing them that, you know, as our, you know, as my customer, I'm staying kind of updated as to what the trends are in the industry, you know, any new techniques or specifications or those types of things, and sharing that, any new laws that may have been passed that can affect your customer on a project or a job site, any of those things. It can be as simple as what we tend to do with our clients is, you know, we help sort of draft some content as a stockpile of information. You know, and everyone knows that, you know, there's not something always constantly newsworthy going on within your four walls to share on social media. So what we use this content for is, you know, a balance of corporate, industry, and sort of community-based information. We've used, it can be as simple as, you know, posting a tweet about an association that you might be an active member in and pushing them to that website and telling folks, hey, there's a free webinar on such and such topic on this day. You know, here's a link to register for it. You know, a lot of folks will thank you and say, hey, I didn't know that. That's great. You know, I was able to send one of my employees and they learned, you know, a great new technique to share with the entire office. I mean, little things like that that just show that, you know, you're also looking out for, continuously looking out for your customers. And still within your four walls, making sure that your employees are trained and, you know, always on top of what's new in the industry and what they should and shouldn't be doing, in a sense. I do think it's just finding that balance of what it is that you share.
Right. And what about content creation? Like, for example, here, this is what I'm doing right now. I'm creating content, right, by interviewing you here. Do you help your clients with that aspect as well, with maybe blogs and writing articles and things like that?
Yes, we actually do. We draft blog articles for folks that they can post, or we can post on their behalf, and we do. We try to build the content based on, you know, a quick 15, 20-minute conversation over the phone of, you know, hey, what's going on in your world? What can we talk about? It can be a new employee that they've just hired. We can kind of put up an image of them, welcome them, and say, hey, we welcome such and such to the team. He or she does this, you know, and make sure you say hi to them at the next job site meeting, those sorts of things. And, you know, we try to build the content based on, you know, take such a tiny bit of information and really make it something that people do want to hear about, not just your new products and your new services and those types of things, and continuing to find that human side and sharing the information. And that's really what we've helped draft that content, because I think sometimes when I say content and when people, they may go out and create a page and then they sort of look at it and go, now what? You know, what do I say? What's important? What do people want to hear? And we try to help, you know, walk through that process. You really don't need to overthink it. Again, it can just be announcing a new employee. You know, you all upgraded your smartphones, and you're again just saying, hey, we upgraded to these phones. You know, we think they're great. Again, just showing your customers that you're staying on top of what's new and what's savvy, that you're, you know, you're available and those sorts of things. It's all about finding what's important and, you know, finding ways to continue to create. I know I said the human side so many times, but again, it's really what people find interesting and why they want to follow you and see what it is that you're doing. So it really helps break down the content and the easy information to share.
Yeah, and I agree. And it's a mental block for a lot of people, including myself, to realize that actually people want to know what's going on behind the curtains, you know.
Absolutely.
The last episode of the podcast, I shared an interview I was the guest in another show, and I just talked about our company, you know, and I thought, you know, I was hesitant, you know, this sounds like, you know, I created this audience and I'm using this whole episode to kind of talk about me. And you'd be surprised. It was one of the most downloaded episodes. There was a lot of comments, a lot of feedback. You know, I think a lot of times we don't think that, but I think one of the best ways to to create engagement and to get people to like what you do and who you are as a professional or as a even as a company is to show people behind the curtains and take them for a tour. You know, it's like a exactly. brewery. You know, you take them for a tour and they buy the beer, right?
Exactly. You know, and I think social media has been it's such a visual tool, and you know, people love to see. And I'm just as guilty of this as, you know, if I'm waiting in line for something, or you know, in some place where I have a few minutes, you know, to take a break and look through my phone. If I go on my Facebook feed, if I flip through and see what's going on today, you know, the companies that I follow and look at, I want to see the images that they post first. I mean, that's what catches my eye, and I think that's where we've seen just the great opportunity that social media provides is giving, you know, a picture can usually speak, you know, a lot better than just the words itself. And, you know, it's been the best way for our clients to really say, you know, here we launched this new product and we're on site here, we're using it and it overcame this challenge, whatever the case may be. People get really interested in seeing those pictures. And they do. They want to flip through and they want to see what's going on. And they like to see who is actually in the office. You know, they may have spoken with you on the phone and they've never actually seen your face. And putting a face with a name, I know in many applications, can just be so much different for that relationship that you continue to build. And I think social media really opens the door for, you know, that going and showing people this is physically what we're doing. We may talk about it here in words, but again, here we're showing you this is we're really doing it, you know, and it does work, and here's how cool it is and what it looks like, you know. So it's great, I think.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any insights on what's the place of the press release now? And is there still a value to it? Should we do it? Is it just not another article about the company out on the web?
You know, absolutely. And I think PR is just, with the addition of social media, it's changed a little bit in the terms of just another vehicle to carry that message. You know, and I talked earlier a little bit about, you know, Twitter and editors and publishers. This is where they build their content. You know, I think you still need to talk enough about what it is that you're trying to share and what your news is. You know, I know you've probably noticed on Twitter you're so limited to 140 characters. It's really hard to get out what it is you're trying to talk about. So, you know, if you are going to push out a press release and you're writing an article, you know, using Twitter or Facebook or any of those other mediums as a vehicle to, you know, make sure that you're sharing that content, you know, and post that news information update to your website and then link back to it and push folks there to say, hey, read the entire article here. And you kind of entice them a little bit with, you know, a little bit of information and what's so exciting about this announcement, and then really push them to continue to read more about it and find more information. And again, I think that's where social media has just helped integrate all of your marketing efforts. And that's something that we really push to our clients. You know, if you're going to talk about something new or you have new information, you know, make sure it's on your website. Make sure your social media icons are there and they're clickable so people can immediately find out what you're participating in and join the conversation. You know, and anything that you are pushing out as content, you know, make sure it's in your electronic newsletter and it's on your website. And there's some way to link it all together, you know, by using social media. Mm-hmm. I think it's just been one more, you know, one small step that doesn't take a lot of time, but again, really gets that message to a lot more people than you might have been able to reach before just pushing out a press release.
Right. Okay, very good. Now, I'd like for the listener to come out of this interview and with some actionable tips that they can implement right away and start seeing some results. Would you have some things we can do today even, you know, to kind of improve our social media presence?
Definitely. You know, we've seen that making it a habit to go to your social media channels and see what's going on and most importantly, be responsive. If people are actually posting questions or commenting on an image that you post, you know, respond back. It can be as simple as, hey, thanks for noticing, or, you know, if somebody mentioned you directly on Twitter, thanks for the mention or for retweeting our article. You know, really going out and thanking people for following you and, you know, being aware of who is actually within your audience and make sure that what you're sharing information-wise gets out to them. And an example that I like to use, again, from the DOCA company that I spoke of, the Formwork company, their Facebook page specifically at the moment, they've updated so many times, which is great. Their image, their main header image. And right now they actually took a picture with their employees, each person holding a sign that has their yellow branded color. And the picture spells out 50,000 likes, thank you. And it's just a simple act of saying, hey, thanks every single person that's liked us and that wants to know what's going on with us. So they're really paying attention to, you know, the people that are following them and how that needle is being moved. Mm-hmm. And being responsive again to what's going on. And again, I think one of the most important things is, you know, if you're going to go out there and you're already on social media and you're sort of stumped on what it is you should talk about, you know, it is really important to kind of keep the content fresh and keep the information fresh. So really look at what's going on in your world and what you can talk about. You know, if it's something in your community, you know, if you're here in Columbus, we see so many of our clients and other companies in the AEC industry. Even sharing something as simple as, you know, a Habitat for Humanity event going on in downtown Columbus, you know, are you going to join this weekend? Or just really pointing out simple information about your actual community and showing how involved you can be. So again, keeping that content updated constantly is something, you know, that you can easily do in a few minutes. Mm-hmm. You know, promoting where you are is another great tip. Really showing people how they can reach you online. Not only talking about it on your website and having your social media channels available, you know, if you're at a trade show or an industry event, we've seen it's really, really inexpensive and easy to create, you know, a small banner or poster that you can put up at your booth that lists, you know, hey, we're on, find us on Facebook, find us on Twitter. A lot of folks use the QR codes that people can scan with their smartphone and automatically log in and like you right there immediately at their fingertips. So really pushing it out in every place that you touch somebody, telling them that's where you are and where they can find more information. And one area that we found that somehow, I don't know if this is just a product of so much virtual communication and what's kind of changed, business cards themselves. I don't think they're left in the dust by any means, but I do think the content on them can change a little bit. And a lot of times you see on the front of your business card, there's so much information already between an address and, you know, your email and your company's email and a logo, all those things. You feel like it's already sort of cramped and it's hard to fit anything. And what we've seen has really worked is using the backside of that business card to list, you know, where your social media presence is, you know, your Twitter handle name, your Facebook login, URL, all those sorts of things, so people can easily find you, you know, rather than having to just go to your website. Kind of a small trick to use all that extra space.
Right, and you're handing out the cards anyway, so it's
exactly. It's a perfect opportunity to flip it over and say, hey, just so you know, we update our Facebook page constantly. You know, we share job site photos and whatever it is that you do on your page. You know, just real quickly, it adds a few minutes, a few seconds even, really, to your elevator speech, and that's it. You know, and you tell people where to find you. Mm-hmm. The last thing that I'd share, just don't, again, don't overthink the content. You know, there's so much that people care about, to your point. They really do. They want to know what's going on. No, they don't want to know if you've had Cheerios for breakfast, but they do want to know that, you know, you did get awarded a new job and you're going to be out there this week and, you know, snap a couple photos, post it on there and show people what you're doing. So.
Mm-hmm. Now, when it comes to encouraging people to visit you, first of all, thank you. Those are great tips, and I'm going to make sure that I'm going to share this on the show notes as well, because those are things that people can do right away, and that's what we're trying to get to here. But when it comes to encouraging people to go check you on Facebook or LinkedIn, maybe it's because I'm on online a lot. I'm on social media a lot. I'm growing a little, what's the word? Not tired, but just... unless there's something in it for me, you know, like I don't feel compelled to go and like a page on Facebook. What do you say about that? How can construction folks encourage people to besides creating the content, how can they encourage people to go and engage them and participate in whatever they're doing online?
You know, it's really finding out, doing a little bit of initial research. If you haven't already become, you know, active in social media, what excites your audience? And I know I use DOCA as an example quite a bit, but again, they get it, and I know they've done their homework, and we've helped them get there. They've done contests, and I think everyone will say you walk around a trade show or any kind of conference or event, and any giveaways, everyone has their bags, and they get their free T-shirt or hats or pencils or whatever it may be. People love that stuff. Mm-hmm. We've seen a lot of success in getting DOCA to this, 5,000 plus likes from people. Starting a brief, inexpensive contest campaign of, here's a reason, an incentive to actually go to our page and see what it is that we talk about, and every 100 likes, we give away this, or, you have T-shirts for your company or pencils or whatever the case may be lying around, and people love having that stuff. I don't know why, but it's great. People love it. And then again, you've got people wearing it and supporting you all over the place. We've seen that as a really good, just a quick way to build likes. It's creating sort of that buzz about your company and, giving people that incentive to, to go out there and follow you. And if you're like me and you tend to set aside a few minutes a day here and there to really kind of keep up with what's going on in the industry, it's so easy on my phone that I go through my Facebook newsfeed, and I haven't separated as to what companies, are close by and in different regions and competitors to our clients. And that's how I keep an eye on what's going on. So again, that's another incentive. It's just doing your own homework for other competitors and other companies and, friends and all that good stuff to see what's happening and keeping people updated. And if you are one of those companies, balancing your content and sharing industry information too, people are going to continue to go to you because they're going to find, hey, you're kind of a thought leader in this and you're really helping me find all these things that I may not have my own personal time to search out. I think we've seen a lot of success with that.
Very good. Wow, I think this is a lot. Thank you so much for all this information. Yeah, I'm sure this is going to be very, very useful for people who are scratching their heads. Okay, how can I, what should I do? So you provided us. So. Yeah, go ahead.
I really hope so. So I'm happy to be here and share the information.
Very good. Thank you. And again, I will have some of these tips on the show notes for this episode. So if you're listening, you can go to constructionindustrypodcast.com and search for this episode and you'll find some of this information there. Now, Wendy, if people want to learn more about you and your company and what you do, where should they go?
We have is constructivecommunication.com. It's our website. You can also find us on LinkedIn. And we have a Facebook page, and the URL is facebook.com, and it's / CCI update. And I'll also provide all these links for everyone as well. And Twitter, it is the Twitter handle CCI update. And you can find information about us, our clients, what it is that we do, and where you can actually catch us online. And my own personal Twitter handle is Wendy Abels.
Great. And again, if you're driving right now and you can write this down, I'll have all these on the show notes for this episode. Wendy, thank you so much for your time, and I appreciate you sharing some of this information with my audience, and I hope to maybe in the future have you on the show again.
Thank you so much, Peter. It was a pleasure, and I hope it was helpful and that you got some information for everyone about what's new and improved in social media.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So that's it for today's show. I hope you enjoyed the interview with Wendy and that it has given you some actionable items for you to implement right away as you think about using social media in construction. I know I learned a lot with this interview. And if you need any help with it, remember to contact Wendy and Constructive Communication by visiting the show notes for this episode at remantech.com/046 or 046. For episode 46. Now, what about you? How are you using social media? I'd love for you to leave a comment on the show notes for this episode, again, at remantech.com/046. And I'd love to know it. I might even borrow an idea or two from you if you don't mind. So let me know how you are using social media in the construction sector and by leaving me a comment there on the show notes for episode 46. All right, so this is it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Just very quickly, I'd like to just to follow up on something I talked about on the last episode a couple months ago of the Construction Industry Podcast, and that's the fact that I just released a new show called the Project Management for the Masses podcast. And some of you have been already listening, and I've been pretty keen on releasing episodes there as well. And that's mainly one of the main reasons why I couldn't produce the Construction Industry podcast for these few weeks. So the way to find that show, if you go to pmforthemasses.com, again, PM as in project management, so pmforthemasses.com, and you'll see the website there. There's links to iTunes and all those fun things that you are probably used to if you've been listening to the Construction Industry podcast. And if you listen to this show here and you listen to the other one as well, just drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you and see what you think and see, just learn your thoughts about this show and the other show. And again, I can always use ratings and reviews in iTunes for both shows. And, that always helps with the rankings, and the better the ranking, the more people will find the show, and it's kind of a snowball effect there. So if you wouldn't mind considering leaving me a review in iTunes for the Construction Industry podcast, and if you happen to like the other show as well, that would be fantastic. Now, another super exciting thing that has happened since the last episode is that, once again, the Construction Industry Podcast has won the B2 Award for the best AEC social media blog. So very timely that this episode today is about social media. I'd like to thank you for voting. Apparently, I checked the website, and the Construction Industry Podcast won by a landslide. And this is a popularity contest. So the show gets nominated, or the blog gets nominated, and then people go and vote. And apparently, you have voted for me in droves, and all I had to do was ask. So you probably received an email from me if you are in my mailing list, asking to consider voting for me, and a lot of you did. So I really, really appreciate you not only taking the time to listen, but also taking the time to go to this website and vote. It is really, really, truly fantastic. So the Construction Industry Podcast has won this award 2 years in a row. And this is a prestigious, prestigious thing. And I'm really humbled especially when I see some of the people that I was up against. It was really, really, good competition there from those folks. So I recommend you go to the website for the B2 Awards. And it's really easy to go to do it. It's b2awards.co.uk, and I'm gonna double check that here, but I'm pretty sure that that's what it is. Let me see. No, actually, it's just b2awards.com. Very simple, very easy to find, and then you'll see there all the winners. There's a winner for best AEC collaboration application, best AEC community network application, best AEC PR marketing campaign, best AEC social media blog, and that's us here, the Construction Industry Podcast, and on and on. Very, very cool. So check it out. Now, the last thing I'd like to talk to you about is to remember that Remontech is here for all your construction monitoring needs. If you have a construction project that you know of and that you're part of, remember that Remontech is here for you. Have you ever wanted to have cameras record the progress of your industrial or commercial or even mining construction project? If so, drop me a line and I can show you how we can help. Send me an email to feedback@constructionindustrypodcast.com and let's have a talk. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week.